to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and this is Morning Devotions. Welcome. A group of children were asked a fairly adult-type question. This was the question, why is it that some people are at peace and others are not? Well, out came the answer. Some people just don't know what inner peace is. Maybe it's just they're so rushed. If people could slow down, maybe it would help. And Lauren, who was 7, said, some people don't like to be quiet. Those that live in a quiet house can have peace. And then there was Valerie. She was 10. Some people don't have inner peace because they have so much anger in them. And Mindy, 7. Some people have inner peace because they have happiness and joy inside them, and Jesus has inner peace. What a great question. I could spend many hours, I guess, talking about peace, how to find inner peace. I mean, all sorts of people have written on the topic, or they can give you advice like Dr. Phil in his TV show once said that the way to achieve inner peace is to finish all the things that you've started and things you've never finished. That's a good view, isn't it? But then things get in the way, don't they? Anger and disappointment and regrets rob us of the peace that we're looking for. And you might say, I know that I can make my life a success if I try hard enough, or if I make enough money and life would be just wonderful. Or the future, I know the future is going to change things. Or do I have to go to a different place to live? Some people travel the world looking for that ideal holiday destination, a place of comfort and peace, just away from everything. Or a book. Do you have to read a particular book or a manual or go to a workshop? Maybe meet the right mentor. Well, those things can be helpful, but I don't think it's really getting to the real question. Many gifted individuals over the years have tried to answer that. Like, for example, Marcus Aurelius, he who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe. And then there was Pascal, the great French philosopher and mathematician. And this was 300 years ago. He once said that the greatest problem that was facing the human family is this inner inability to be still. So he observed people, and this was 300 years ago, mind you, rushing through life who couldn't stop. And remember, back then there were no aeroplanes or TVs or internet or movies. So what would Pascal think if he lived in the present time? So here we are in the 21st century. Can we be still, or do we get bored? As a result, we get the stress and the tenseness, but that's really not what God wants. He wants for us and our lives to be filled with this peace, not to be filled with fear and restlessness. Back in the Bible, we read that God wanted the Hebrew people, he wanted their lives to be filled with shalom. And that lovely word shalom means peace or prosperity or welfare. And the word shalom points to the abundance of also fullness and health and blessing. It means to be physically well, emotionally sound, and spiritually whole. We cannot really create our own sense of peace. And I want to say today and again tomorrow that this actually comes from God through the person of Jesus Christ. It was St. Francis de Sales who said, never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. A British psychiatrist said that with peace in his soul, a man can face the most terrifying experiences, but without peace, he cannot manage even a single task, such as writing a letter. It's true, I think. We have the stream of media and noise, conflict and distractions. And so what's happened to the idea of quietness and spiritual reflection? The key to inner peace is a fulfilled life that's found in Jesus Christ. That's what it does. It means that in the silence, we can actually spend time to come face to face with ourselves, and even if it's uncomfortable, to really find and face the real issues. Well, Lord, we need your peace to fill our being. And then, Lord, we can be poised and confident, and we can relax in your presence, releasing all our cares to you. Amen.
You're listening to a Hope 103.2 podcast.